Good evening. I bring greetings to you from New Covenant Missionary Baptist Church in Atibubu in Ghana. And I thank the Lord for saving my soul. And I thank the church for allowing us to come this time. From some time, some churches and some individuals try to help us always to get our tickets to come. And I thank you for allowing me to come and stand here to share the word of the Lord with you. And I just want to update you of the work that is going on in Ghana just as last year, because I've been here several times, so I don't have to start from the scratch. Last year, our brothers came and we went through all the churches. We have 5 churches in Ghana, and in all, 20 people got saved. And presently, New Covenant has 4 missions going on. We found two missions just this year. And just last Friday, the churches came to 2 churches, except that of Faith, where Brother Frank is, Trinity and New Covenant, and Ebenezer and Manzon, they got together for a joint revival, and 2 people got saved last Friday. So we thank the Lord for what he's doing. And we recently, Brother Samuel, who is the pastor of near Mount Zion, they are having a mission in the northern part of the country where most of our brothers have been gone there before. And one of the Southern Baptist churches, they came to join us last year, and the brothers have helped them to roof their building. Last 2 years, 2 people got saved. One is the pastor's wife. And so right now we have 5 churches going on and 6 missions going on in Ghana. And we thank the Lord for you people allowing yourself to be used by the Lord, because we all know that the gospel was in Africa, but after some time, we just lost the gospel. And we were worshiping different kind of things. In my mother's family, we inherited from the mother's side, we the Ashantis, and those people from my mother's family, they worship alligators in a lake. And as at now, there are people in my family who are still worshiping those kind of things. So for the Lord to find it fit to save me is a very great blessing. And I thank the Lord for saving my soul. So I have 2 schools going on. One is under New Covenant, and one is under one of the missions under Trinity. New Covenant School is called New Era Baptist International School, and it has 273 children coming. And the other school is called Graceland, and also has 80 children coming. And the Lord has blessed us so much, because we have all kind of children from different denominations. Some of them are even Muslims, and that they come to the school and we have the opportunity to preach to them. Every Wednesday, we have the opportunity to preach to the children every Wednesday. And anytime, because it is our school, anytime we can go in and preach to them. When our brothers come to, we always get them together to them for them to preach them. Last 2 years, a Muslim got saved. And so our prayer is that we be able to maintain it, because we lost the school sometime. We started in 1997, and 2007 we lost the school, but 2012 we got it back. We have a lot of challenges, but God has been blessing us so much. And June this year, the children are going for their final exams. Anytime that the children go to their final exams and they had 100%, we get more people coming. So you remember us in your prayers. I have 8 children. 5 already got saved. 3 are not saved. So you pray for me, pray for my children, pray for my family. And thank you for allowing me to come again. This evening, I would like us to Open our Bibles to the book of Ezekiel. I'm reading from the 33rd chapter, verse number 1 to 5. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast, and send him for their watchman, if when he sees the sword coming upon the land, he blow the trumpet, and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. I'm basing my message on the fifth verse, and I'm entitling the message as Neglecting the Warning. Every man is spiritually is a trader, and we are trading for time and eternity, and we are trading for our welfare. Every man has two shops. One of the shops is a little one, which is manned by the human body, and it deals in little things. Things are perishable things. And the other one is controlled by an infinite being called the soul. That is a big concern that deals with things concerning heaven and earth. But man is always concerned about the small shop. He jots every kind of transaction that goes on in the small shop, but that of the big shop, he always neglects it. That is every man, whenever, if somebody is a merchant, whenever he buys the newspaper, he always reads the advertisement, and anything that we do that things that will be of our own interest. But when it comes to religion, man seem not to do much. Things that concern the soul, we think we seem to neglect it. So it came to the time that the Israelites, they neglected God who brought them out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, and they were serving different gods. And the God, through the prophet Ezekiel, gave them this warning that he should blow their trumpet. And whenever in the Bible, whenever the trumpet blows, it is either a warning for a war or warning that's a sound for attending service. And here, at the fifth verse, he said he heard the trumpet. And there are many people in this world who have got the opportunity to hear the gospel sound, because the trumpet is the gospel sound and has been blown everywhere, because the Bible says, unless the gospel is preached to the utmost part of the world, the end will not come. So right now, there are true media, and there are so many means the gospel is going through anywhere, everywhere. In the jungles of Africa, I think the gospel is going everywhere. It's only in China that I believe it's only 10% of the population of about 1.2 billion that only 10% have heard the gospel about Jesus Christ. So we are mandated to sound the gospel, sound to everybody. And here, the Bible says they heard the sound. There are so many people who have not got the opportunity to hear the gospel sound. There are so many of us who were born into Christian churches. As I told you, I was born into a family where they worship creatures instead of the creator. We worship alligators in a lake. So sad. Because if you could worship even any other creature which is a bit beautiful, the alligator is one of the nastiest reptiles I've ever seen. But that is what my people are worshiping. In Africa, we worship anything. They worship trees, They worship rivers, many, many things. But we are thankful for the Lord, for the gospel that has come back to Africa. I'm thankful that the Lord saved my soul. I was born into a Pentecostal church. My father was a lay preacher. He was a pseudo literate. He didn't go to school, but he could speak 9 languages. My father was very good at when he stays with you for 3 months, he can speak your language fluently. And I was privileged to be able to read our language when I was 10. So whenever he goes along the street, I follow him and read the Bible for him. So I knew I was lost when I was 14. It is not usual in our place when people get convicted and know that they are sinful, even at early age. But at the age of 14, I knew I was lost. And in our church, if you are good at Sunday school, they reckon you that you are okay. So they baptized me, but I knew there was something wrong with me. And I tried to find out what was wrong and tried to go to many places to try to fix that kind of something that was mixing in me. Actually, I could not pinpoint what was wrong, but I knew something was wrong with me. And my father was so strict that if you don't go to church, you get some spanking. But my father died very early. My father died at the age of 46. And when I was in high school, I tried to go to different crusades. That's in our place, open air revivals are called crusades. I attended crusades and I tried to find out how I'll be able to fix that kind of vacuum in me. And finally, I got to one of the crusades and the person asked us to seek. I sought the Lord, and at a prayer meeting, I was on the ground, sprawled on the ground, and I was praying, and finally I had the peace. And I was telling everybody, actually I could not know what it's all about, because it is not a common practice in our place. And after some time, when I got into another church, that's where Samuel came to meet me. I told him about my salvation. We were friends, and after a year, he also got saved, and we became friends. And we thank the Lord that God has used us and has used you people for the gospel to come back to Ghana. And here, the Bible says they heard the gospel, and people have been born into the churches. There are many people who have been born into our churches. They have heard the gospel several times, but they don't pay any heed. And this evening, I am appealing to anyone who is here and who is lost, no matter how young you are, because people die at all ages. And I pray that you listen to the gospel sound, and any time that you feel convicted, you seek for the salvation of your soul. I was lucky because I ran for 10 years until the age of 24 that I got saved. And I had a child who was 4 years who died. So I believe at any age, people can lose their life. So at the few verses, he said he heard the gospel sound. And most of the time when we sit under the gospel or the trumpet sounding, when the preacher is preaching, sometimes we feel in our conscience. We don't even hear in our ears alone. We feel in our conscience. Sometimes we feel that when the message is coming, we feel that it touches us, and we feel startled in our being, and we feel that we are convicted. Sometimes you see some people with tears. I've seen many people when we preach, and they see tears coming rolling on their cheeks, and they feel convicted, but they just brush it away. And most of the time, to the trumpet sound is very startling. It comes, and you feel that it's something is pricking you. And when it comes to that time, that means the Holy Spirit is dealing with you. I know that God's ability to save is unlimited. God saves to the utmost, but God's mercy has limits. So if you feel any time that you hear the gospel sound, and you feel that you're being convicted, you feel in your conscience that you're being convicted, you need to seek the Lord. Because there's many times you will not feel convicted. But sometimes you feel convicted, but if you keep putting it away, there will be a time that you will never feel convicted anymore. When all of us have to give our testimonies, most of us will be give our testimony when we were young that we got saved. So most of the time when you hear the gospel sound and you feel startled and you feel it in your conscience and you feel that you are being convicted and you put it away, if you continue to put it away, there will be a time that you will never feel it anymore. So most of the time when people get very old, it's very, very difficult for them to get saved. I've seen many people get saved when they are old, but many people get saved when they are very young. And in many cases too, the warning comes and is frequent. There are so many places in Africa, or many people of our forefathers have died without hearing the gospel. There are many people, many places in China, in India, and many people where they have never heard about the gospel, or they heard once, and it's not frequent. But some of us have been very lucky that we were born into a Christian family, we were born into the churches, and every time the sound comes and is very frequent in our ears, and we always have the chance to seek the Lord. There are so many faults that we may even find with a preacher, but no preacher will ever stand in the pulpit and begin to talk about things that people will not understand. Jesus, as he was the greatest teacher, when he comes, whenever he preaches, teaches the people, he used similitudes, he used parables, he used many things to bring home what he wants to teach the people. So any pastor who gets to the pulpit always try to speak in a way and to bring illustrations, to bring home whatever he means. So anyone will not be able to give any excuse that he never heard the gospel. And it's always frequent too. And another thing is that when sometimes it comes in time, so far as we are still breathing, the gospel has come on time. Because it will be too late. There are so many people who are in hell. They had good intentions. They had wanted to repent. They had wanted to seek the Lord. But they waited till they find themselves in hell. So the gospel sound often comes in time. So far as you are alive, no matter how sinful you are, Paul says he is the chief among all sinners. But God was able to save him. And as I told you, those of us who are worshiping creatures, because I read about Noah after the flood, when one of his sons saw his nakedness and he cursed his son, and his son, he gave birth to Cush. He was a black person. Cush is the father of Ethiopia. And he gave birth to Nimrod, who masterminded the building of the Tower of Babel. And Nimrod, they began idol worshiping. So our people were worshiping idols. And the Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, which talks about the commandments. The second commandment is that I'm the Lord thy God, that thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not serve any other graven image, any likeness of anything in the heavens, on the earth, or under the earth. And God said he is a jealous God who always, those who serve other things apart from God, he rewards them upon generations. So our people were worshiping different things. So I can tell you that most of our problems is from the Lord himself, because we were worshiping different things. And the Lord is a jealous God that he will not tolerate that anybody worship anything. But some of us who are so lucky and to hear the gospel sound every time, we have fathers and mothers who love us so much and bring us to churches, and we hear the sound. And the Bible says it comes in time. So whenever you are alive, because those of us who even worship idols, who were cursed, because the Bible said if you worship idols, you'll be cursed. God, because of Jesus Christ dying on the cross and carrying our curses, has given us always, some of us, always the chance to come to the saving grace, and we have been saved. And again, people give different excuses why they don't heed to the gospel sound. Some people say it's not necessary. But something about the soul, as I told you from the first time, that things about the soul, people don't just care about that. Things about the body, people care about the body, and they do everything able to charm this body, to be able to adore this body. But things about the soul, we neglect it. But the soul is something that never dies. And anything, if somebody says it's not necessary, if there is something about the soul and it's not necessary, I don't know what will be necessary. But there are so many people who don't care. They don't care about listening to the gospel sound because they deem it not necessary. Some other people also think that the trumpet sound should be blown to somebody else. They don't need the gospel. The gospel should be preached to somebody else, not them. And I know so many people who call themselves atheists that they don't even believe in God. And so some people believe that they give excuses why the trumpets, they don't hit to the trumpet sound. And also some also say that they like the trumpet, but they don't like the people who sound the trumpet. They like the gospel, but they don't like the messengers, the pastors. Some of them preach so doctrinal. Some of them are very harsh, but the trumpet must be blown as it should be blown. The pastor, the message is not for the pastor. The message is not for any person. How it is, it must be blown. What do we say of a person who is in a house and he hears somebody calling out, fire, fire, and the person will just peep out and see and say, this person, I don't like him, so I won't come out. If the person gets burnt, what do we say of the person? We will say that he serves him right. So if you don't believe in the gospel, and if you don't believe in the man who preaches or who sounds the gospel sound, then we should be able to be mindful of our soul. Because if somebody is blowing the trumpet and if you don't like the person, there are so many preachers around, you have to go and listen to somebody else. Because before, if you stand before the bar of God, we cannot give any excuse why we did not heed to the trumpet sound. Some people give different excuses. There's some also say, I like the man who preaches the gospel, but I don't like the sound of the gospel that he preaches. It's too harsh. That's as I told you, that a preacher doesn't preach what he wants. He preaches what the Lord wants him to preach. Amen. So if you give excuse that you want your own gospel, then that means you don't want the salvation of your soul. And if somebody says, I like the trumpet sound should have been a sound of culture, which should be made with silver, not with brass. There's the doctrine that they are preaching should be different from what I have wanted to listen. And if somebody is on the ship, on the top of a ship, and the person falls overboard, the person falls into the sea, and the sailor just gives me a rope to be able to hold onto it, and he look at the rope and he said, this rope is not manufactured in the best factory. And even the look at that sailor's face is not what I like. So he doesn't take hold of the rope, and the person gets drowned. People will just pity him, but they will say it serves him right. So if it's a matter about our soul, no matter how stern or how the gospel comes, no matter how the pastor or anybody who preaches the gospel, how much he preaches, you must listen, because it is not his gospel. It is God's gospel. And you must listen for the salvation of your soul. Some people also give excuses that they are so busy. I don't understand if somebody is so busy and he doesn't attend to the salvation of his soul. If you are so busy not to attend something that concerns your soul, And if you die, I don't think people, if people will pity you, I would say it serves you right, because you can't be busy about doing things and neglect the salvation of your soul. People are so busy with this body, but the body, the soul that is mortal, that soul, that is the soul which is immortal, that soul we don't seem to do anything about it. People are so busy, especially during this time, then when the economy is very bad, when the end time is coming, the Bible says when the end time is coming, the world will be hard. And so right now, even some believers are even not having much time for the gospel. But the Bible says we should blow the trumpet, because it says if you don't blow the trumpet and the sword comes to take the person, his blood shall be required of us. So as believers, we all have family. We all have friends. We need to blow the trumpet to them, because the Bible says their blood shall be required of us. And as a preacher, if we preach and if you neglect it, and if you say it is so harsh and if you neglect it, he has done his work. And so if you die and at the sound of the trumpet, and if you don't pay any heed to it, the Bible says your blood shall be required of you. And another excuse that people also say that they want to get some stage before they become religious. Especially when we were young and when we were in high school, we thought we have more time, so we keep postponing. I was seeking, but I thought I had more time, so I always put it off. People think we have more time. Tomorrow is not promised to anybody. Tomorrow is a delusion. It's not in the almanac of God. Tomorrow is on the devil's calendar. So if you continue to put it on, in Acts chapter 24, verse 24, Festus, when Paul was arraigned before him, Paul talked to him to extend that he was about to be convicted. But he sent Paul away and said, "You nearly made me become a Christian, but you go and come another time." But I did not read from anywhere in the Bible that Paul ever came before Festus. So we don't procrastinate our conviction. And so if somebody becomes so busy and he doesn't attend to the matters concerning the soul, the Bible says if this world is put together 100 times, and if anybody gains the whole world and loses his soul, what shall it profit him? So this busyness that is going on, that people have forgotten about our God, and those of us who are also saved, and most of us are also neglecting the work of the Lord, there are so many, the Bible tells us that he's going to require the blood of some people from our hands. And so my prayer is that the Lord help us. The Lord help us, because the end time is closed and things are very hard, and we need to cater for our family, we need to do many things. We pray that God give us the grace to be able to do much for him. And the Bible says, that it continues to say that somebody also say that you don't need me to be religious when I am an apprentice. When I become a master, I will serve the Lord. But there are somebody who is in hell who wanted to become a master, but before he knew, he was in hell. Somebody was a journeyman. He wanted to become a master. And before he knew, he was in hell. So time is not on our side. And any time that is a sinner, when any time that we feel that seeking the Lord, you need to seek the Lord. Because the Bible says, if you don't seek the Lord and you hear the trumpet sound and you put it off, your blood shall be required of you. And the second one, he says, his blood shall be on his own head. The Bible says, certainly. That means at all cost, you shall face the consequences of ourselves. So we all know that hell is real. But there's something, the soul of man, I can never put a price tag on the soul of man, something that the devil is craving for, and something that God is also doing everything for. God gave his best for the soul of mankind, and the devil also doing everything for the soul. So intrinsic value of the soul is very precious. So that is why we must blow the trumpet. That is why, at all costs, we must reach our neighbors because of the value of the soul. The value, we cannot push price tag, because if you go to the groceries, we can see price tag on every commodity. But even the non-entity, we cannot push a price tag on his soul. So the soul is so precious. And Jesus Christ was a preacher who preaches so lovingly, but he also talks about hell. And he uses many words in the Bible that hell is real. It's a place of total darkness, a place of awful, a place where the worms die not, the gnashing of teeth and wailing. Jesus Christ himself mentioned hell about 70 times in the New Testament alone. So hell is real. And the Bible says those who refuse to listen to the warning of the trumpet, their blood shall be required of them. And that means they will go to hell. And as believers, as I'm bringing my message to close, I would like us to be able to reconsider the situation of the world now, that we need to do whatever we can. Last time I get a chance of speaking to the men, and I was saying that our only weapon is to pray. Our only weapon is to pray, and any chance that we get, we'll be able to talk to somebody about Christ. And so, because the Bible says, their blood shall be required of us. So I thank the church for allowing me to come, and I pray that the Lord continue to bless us, to be able to give us the courage, to be able to give us the power, to be able to reach one another, to be able to pray for one another. This, not everybody can go to Africa or China or those places, but our prayer can change the world. The Bible says we are the salt of the world, and the salt is so effective that it can preserve something that is being decaying. So this decaying world, we, the believers, can bring it to a place where it will be necessary. So I thank you once again, and I pray that if you are here and you are lost, don't put it off. Don't neglect the trumpet sound, because the Bible says if you neglect it, your blood shall be required of you. Thank you so much.